Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
Remembering God's favor,
God's favor.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
Welcome once again to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us this morning as we bring to you another beautiful and wonderful discussion for your spiritual life and for you to carry on to others and strive to please our Creator with. We bring this show to you as a reminder of your purpose, who you are and who you are. And we ask you to pass the word on as you listen to our discussions today. Join us in the discussion and let us know what you think. Today, we have another beautiful discussion from Imam Shahid Shabazz, and the title of our discussion is Life is a spiritual journey through a world of illusions. Life is a spiritual journey. And this definitely is a world of illusions. Most people think life is only in the things they see. But what most people don't try to understand is that this whole world system is only a temporary test of our faith in the unseen spiritual world of the Creator, which is everlasting, eternal. Most people try to find satisfaction in things that are not real. Most people are so into false pleasures that they will not believe that the real pleasures of life are inside the human heart and soul. The Creator of the heavens and the earth created this whole world system from nothing. So this world and everything in it is only a temporary illusion that will soon pass away and return back to the real, eternal, and spiritual world of the Creator. Real life is never ending. False life ends with death. But people have a choice in this world. They can choose this false world of illusions, or they can choose the spiritual life of the hereafter that never ends. And people, you can't get satisfaction out of false and temporary things. Real satisfaction comes from the immortal spirit in your heart and soul. Now is the time to check out your mind and soul, because soon, very soon, your life will run out. As you can see, we have a very strong discussion here today with the Imam Shahid Shabazz, and we are thankful to have you join us. So now, without any further delay, I will give to you Imam Shahid Shabazz. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. I give the greetings of peace in the Arabic language of the Quran from the Creator of the heavens and the earth. Peace be unto you all. I pray for the world, whole world, peace, because in the world today, I've been blessed to live to see in this world and observe the beautiful creation of our Creator for 62 years now. And 44 of those years have been traveling from Miami, Florida, all the way to Buffalo, New York, all up and down the Northeast Coast, where Allah has got a blizzard here in North Carolina, and I'm on with prayer. But I just want to make this point clear. these storms, this blizzard, this is a blizzard. The sister co-host talking, she asked me, because I'm from North Carolina, when have we had a blizzard like this? It's been a long time. So what I'm trying to say, not trying, but with the help of Allah, is saying is that history, people, repeats itself. I asked a young lady yesterday when I was out working, we was conversating about Islam and life, several people. The earth, it turns around on its axis. So whatever goes around, it come back around if you don't change it. Because that's the nature of all Allah or the Creator's creation. Everything that He created, it follows a definite order and pattern, and it don't deviate from that law and pattern. Just like this snow, He said, "Come be," and send it in here. You see, fires out in California. You know, all of these things are signs that the sister, like she said, this world is soon to be gone, gone like the seasons come and go. So with that said, we will open with prayer, the opening prayer of the Quran, the final revelations. Creator Allah of the heavens and the earth revealed to His last prophet Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him. It is called Al-Fatiha, or the opening. And when we come into life, I emphasize this over and over again, we come out of opening. Our mother's womb is an opening. And we come out of her womb, and then we come into this material world. So this chapter in the Quran, the first chapter, it is very important for you to listen attentively with your soul and your heart and your mind, your intelligence. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Nirrahim, Maliki Yawm Al-Din, Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'in, Ihdina Sirata Mustaqim, Sirata Ladheena An'amta Alayhim, Ghayri Maghdubi Alayhim wa Dhalin. Ameen. We said, translated into English, in Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to the one Creator of the heavens and the earth. He is the cherisher and sustainer of all the worlds. He's most gracious. He's most merciful. He's the master or the ruler of the day of judgment. We ask Him to guide us on His straight path. See, the path to Allah is straight. It's no crooks and turns in it. And we ask Him to protect us from being of those who think they can make crooked turns, crooks and curves, in His straight way that leads people straight to Him if they will just be obedient to Him and follow His laws, His moral laws of justice, as everything in creation does, the sun, the moon, and the stars. So that's the end of the prayer, I mean. So in starting this talk, we just want to say that we first thank our Creator for bringing us back to life after imposing upon us a state next to death. Allah say that, the Creator say that death is the twin, sleep is the twin brother of death. Death is just a longer sleep, but we won't come back here in this world no more, but we will enter into a new world. And Allah, the Creator, say He will create a new heaven and a new earth. And in that heaven and earth, they won't ever pass away. And you bear with me today. I got a little wheezing or cold, but I'm going to do the best that Allah will bless me to do to try to help save at least one soul that might hear this program today. Allah said if you aid any one, just one, out of all these billions of people, He said if you aid just one person in finding their way back to His true reality, which is, like the sister said, unseen, We can't see the air we breathe, but we breathe the air to stay alive. So why is it so difficult for most people? And Allah do say most people are ungrateful. The Creator also say most people, they deny him just simply because that he have given them a limited amount of freedom. They take that limited, it's very short, they take it for granted. And they think that because they have a will, they can do people, most people, to do what they want to do, or they can choose to follow the way of the Creator, which is all good. And the Creator confirms this in his final revelations in the Quran by saying that all the good that happens to people come from him. And he say all the evil, all this wickedness we see in the world with most people, he said, come from their own self, self-will, desire. So he said on the day of resurrection and judgment, no one will have an excuse to say he didn't, the Creator didn't give me a chance to learn right from wrong. He created you with the nature of good, and he created all human beings with their ability. And when he put his spirit in us, it gave us not just, it brought us to a higher life than the animal body we're in. It gave us spiritual and intellectual life. What is intellectual life? It's the ability to be able to think. A tree don't have to think. The sun don't have to think. The moon don't have to think. They just follow the courses that Almighty God Allah has set them on, and they never deviate, and they never conflict. Look at the other animal world. Well, we are animals as human beings, but look at the other animals in the world. They follow their nature. They do exactly what they was created to do. So why is it so hard for people, especially in religion and especially in Islam, in the Islamic way of life, so hard for them to surrender or sincerely surrender or give their will back to the Creator? If you know that all bad is coming from you and all good is coming from the Creator, why you don't want to give your will to the Creator so you can make the world good? Allah, the Creator, say in the beginning, when he created the heavens and the earth, he said he created it in six evolutions or six stages or periods of time, as we call it. And he said a day, 1,000 years of our time is like a day to him. But he said every day or every 1,000 years that he created the heavens and the earth, he ordained that everything he created was good. So this evil is foreign to our nature, people. And as long as you think you can practice hypocrisy, you hear people talking all the time, I've been working all over this country, teaching people, walking in the streets door to door for 44 years like the prophets and messengers of Almighty God Allah. And I can't say, I'm not judging nobody. We ain't judging. But we're saying what Allah said in the Quran. He said most of his prophets and messengers from the beginning of time, they didn't even have one follower. He said his longest, his prophet, that major prophet for the whole world, to try to save the world from the same evil, was Prophet Noah in the beginning. And he said he let his prophet live for 950 years. 50 more years he would have been one day old in the sight of Allah. He didn't even live a day. We think we're around here a long time because of age. But real life for a human being don't have no age. It's all based upon their spiritual growth and development. As human beings who are reflecting the Creator's will in their life. And if we reflect the Creator's will, he ain't good sometimes, Muslim, Christian, Jews, and other religious people who say they believe in the Creator, or whatever name you want to call him. He know who he is. So he said, don't pause, not even to argue about his name. He said, everybody going to know him in due time. And you can rest assured of that, because just as sure as you was born, you're going to die. And if you don't believe in the resurrection and judgment, you ain't got to, but you're going to die. And just as sure as you die, you may think it's going to be a long time before you be resurrected out of the dead earth and resurrected into the kingdom of Allah, the eternal kingdom, but it's not. Allah says it's going to be quick, swiftly. And he say, when we are judged on that day, the day of resurrection and judgment, he say, each person will stand alone by yourself. No one can help you. And he say, in fact, he say, you won't get no help outside of yourself. All the help he say you're going to get is what's recorded in the book of the tablets of your heart and soul. So with that said, I'm going to stop right here, and I want you to think deep on this, people, because this may be one of my last times talking to you as a warner. My name is Shahid, the witness of Allah. And today, Almighty Allah, for 44 years now, have blessed me to be a Shahid. I want to say to the Muslims briefly, you take on these attributes, beautiful attributes of Allah, the Creator, that got great meaning. And you don't try to practice, live up to them, and you're going to have to pay the price of the fire of hell. I met one young lady in Greensboro, North Carolina. I was working over there the other day, and she said she had been a Muslim for 12 years. And she said, her name was still the slave name given to her by the slave masters here, the Caucasian, gave the African-American people here. I said, why you ain't took on a Muslim name? I said, you don't want to identify with your Creator? And she really basically, she was self-condemned. She condemned herself. She said, and she said her husband is Muslim. And she said she don't even have a godly name. So she want to try, like most Muslims and most people in religion, to identify with the evil of this world and themselves in this world, and say you at the same time worshiping and serving the Creator of the heavens and earth while you are lying and the truth ain't in you. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And as you can see, people, a beautiful radio listening audience coming on strong this Sunday, with his message, my spiritual journey through a world of illusion. And as you said, this we can see reality that this is definitely a world of illusion. And the law is making it more manifest every day. Like the fires in California that took a whole town, destroyed a whole town. That town was a town of rich people. Most of the people lived there were rich people, rich Caucasians, and nothing exists to tell you that that town was there except the stumps of everything that was burned. They probably cleared off that earth as best they could right now. And it was once a town. So you can see what we mean by illusion. It is no more. And I'm thinking also of on Facebook, they had this guy who had lost his limbs in service in the war, but he had lost his legs and his arms. And, of course, he'd gotten artificial branches, but he was determined that he was going to go on. And he used and he worked. He went to work and learned how to use those artificial limbs he had, as though they were his real legs. But, again, we see our body is an illusion. We can lose just about everything on it, this physical body, and yet still live and exist. And those who are determined to see the reality of life and their purpose on earth go on to try to find out how to live with the parts that they once had were missing. And they began to see that it was not a reality. It was all an illusion, even the body that we have. And they go on to try to live from the spirit within, the true life, the spirit within. So we want to thank you, ma'am, Shahid Shabazz today. He brings us every Sunday a beautiful, thought-provoking message for us to join in and give comments on. And today, this Sunday, I see we have two numbers here. I was kind of looking forward to a brother we have. I believe he will probably be coming on. Sometimes he comes a little late. Beautifully, ma'am, from Mr. Salem. And then comes Abdul Kareem. And he usually joins us. And we inshallah pray that he will join us before our broadcast is over today. But now we have here some numbers who have been on for a while here. I will see if they have anything to say. First number is 202-422-0255. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling?
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam.
Hey, I was Thaddeus.
Thaddeus, oh wow, Thaddeus. We're always so glad to hear from you, Thaddeus. I call him your buddy now. He's been asking about you, and so far he hasn't come on yet. But I think he'll probably come on sometime today, too. And that's from Larry.
Yeah, brother Larry.
He said he just loves talking with you and loves the way you express yourself. And he,
awesome.
He would love to have your phone number so he can talk to you.
I thought you guys have my number. But you can write it down. You can write it down, or it's right there, so put that number down, you know. This number won't be there for a while.
I will give him your number and let him know that you were on. Inshallah, you might be able to hear him. We pray that he might be blessed to come on today. But right now, he's not on. And we'd love to hear a comment from you so far.
All right. So from what I'm hearing, and what I'm hearing is this, nothing but the ultimate truth. But it's the only way that, you know, Santa Lai had pointed to Brother Shaheed so he could speak through Brother Shaheed, you know what I'm saying? But you're right, you know, we live in this big illusion. I mean, it's fascinating when you see it, but the only aspect is you got to play the game. Once you understand the game, just play it, you know what I'm saying? Because this whole thing is such a sham. It's the craziest thing ever to keep people dumb, deaf, and blind with distractions that are legal, that are, you know what I'm saying, keep a person, you know, you go get drunk, smoke some cancer, eat a bunch of bad food. All that is good to go for where they created this revenue. You know, at first it was all about bartering and trading. Hey, look, you make wheat, I got this. I got fruit. Let's trade. Now, you know, that dollar, that piece of fabric, you know what I'm saying, it's mostly fabric. It's so valuable. It's amazing to me sometimes, you know. You got people living on storm grates, the nation's capital, where all money is created. How? Why? How is that possible? Fascinating. That's all I have to say about it, you know. I don't want to take up too much time.
Well, it was a joy to hear you, Brother Thaddeus. Like I said, people are dying very fast. Most of the people that I was raised up with, they are going on. And I had a dream last night about a brother I was very close to in Durham, North Carolina, my hometown. Somebody, a young boy, they was after him for raping somebody, and he hit the Muslim brother in his car. He came up on him and hit him with a blunt object and killed him and took his car. So as we can see, we're living in a world of evil. That's what you were saying. This is a world of most people in this world are insane. In this world, as that movie The Matrix said, it's a prison for our mind and our soul. And like he said, I want to get this point out. One man said on there, he said, he was eating steak, but he said, the other man told him, the agent, he said, you know that ain't real, right? He said, yeah, I know it ain't real, but I'm going to just enjoy my false desires thinking it's real. So that's how most people are. And he's saying,
wow,
if you try to save our people from this trap, this world of entrapment of evil, they'll kill you. They done tried to kill me for 44 years for trying to help free them. And Allah say he, it's so insane to try to kill someone that's trying to help make your life a better, bring you into life out of death. So this is true. People now, Allah says also in my short statement here, he said when he get ready to destroy a generation like this world, he said he first make the people demented, insane. And then he say after he make them insane, he gather them together, all together, and he say he destroy them all at once. And unaware, they won't even be aware, just like the snow just in North Carolina, he floated in here, and the snow represent, as water do, purification. Most people don't want to be pure, brother. They don't, like Brother Larry said, he loved you. He said, because you're real. To be real, you got to, reality is not seen. Like Sister Isla said, reality is unseen. Reality is eternal. Reality have no beginning and no end. The Creator have no beginning and you have no end. And so I'm going to let someone else come on because I want to give everybody an opportunity that joined in this beautiful program, which is for all people of sincere faith in the Creator of the heavens and the earth. And we say Allah because Allah means all in all. It means the Creator, everything He created, His power is behind that. So, assalamu alaikum, and thank you.
Now we are about it. You seem to have another word. Let him just expect himself here for another minute, and then we'll go on to call someone else. Daddy, did you have something else to say in the comment?
No, I'm listening.
All right, then we'll go on. We have another number here. That number is 202-705-9157. What is your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Assalamu alaikum. My name is
Alaikum
Salaam.
And I believe this song.
Yes, sister. Assalamu alaikum to you and your family and the Imam and
Walaikum Salaam.
Alhamdulillah. I wanted to say that it's been a real true blessing to pick up, you know, living and breathing and thinking about our Lord when we woke up thinking about Him. And then I got something from the wonderful Muslim family asking me to join in, you know, and I must say that it's heartfelt what the man was talking about and his wife and, you know, and the callers and, you know, and as long as, you know, we know that Allah sees and yet He has not said, you know, we know how to put our hands out there to the right one, you know, let Him put in it what we need in our spiritual thinking and physical and in every way that we were created. So I thank Allah so much, and I thank y'all for allowing me to force what I feel inside.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you, my beautiful sister Nike. Yes. So glad you could join us, sister. You know, I bless you.
Yes, indeed. All praise be to Allah.
And that sister is a beautiful sister. When I was standing in Washington, D.C., she and I worked together. I stayed with the sister and her family, and they treated me with nothing but love and kindness. And I could feel the love in her heart. And you can say you believe in God, but if you can't feel love in that individual, and love is not harsh. Love is not a nasty attitude. Love is love. Always, Allah's love don't love us one day. His love showers down on us every single day. He blesses us to wake up to see another day.
Oh,
So that's all I want to comment and say about this, sister.
Oh, welcome. Thank you so much, my dear brother.
Yes, ma'am.
Wa alaikum
salam.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you. That was our beautiful sister, Sister Nikes from Washington, D.C. area. We have some beautiful callers from the Washington, D.C. area who have called in every now and then to support us. We love hearing from them. And here's another decent number I see today. This is a 202-297-0600. Could you give us your name and tell us where you are calling from?
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is your son, Jihad.
As-salamu alaykum. My son, Jihad, and I can never recognize that number. He has a new number here. I never could recognize the others. And this is from coming from the metro area here in D.C. That's where he is now. It really always throws me off guard. How are you, my beautiful son? How are you doing today?
Alhamdulillah. I'm just, you know, listening in and see what's going on. I ain't really catching what the topic was in the beginning of it. Just here, you know, just show some support.
Okay. We're saying that life is a spiritual journey through a world of illusions.
Okay.
So they have a topic we have for you, brother, that we've been speaking on today.
Okay, yeah. Life is a... well, this life, as I said, it was already pre-written, so there's nothing really to complain about. Just go through life and deal with it as is until it's your time, but try to make it the best that you can. That's how I see it. You know, you only get one life. Allah put it here for a reason. Let's try to make our purpose the best purpose here as we can. Strive to do the best as we can. Inshallah, we all can stay focused and help one another out. But the way things are going, we can't let them distract us, because Shaitan is working and we all live in the dunya. Basically, that's all I got to say. You know, just stay positive, stay focused, and do what you have to do to the next life, inshallah. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. Thank you.
Thank you, Zebus. Jahan Abdullah, my son, who surprises me every now and then, surprises us. And like he said, the last comment was the reality of it. It's that we have to stay focused and prepare for the next life and hereafter. And that is definitely something that we have to be conscious of. That this life, that's what we mean by the illusion, huh? Illusion. We're here this moment and we're gone next. So we have to prepare ourselves, constantly be preparing ourselves for the eternal life in the hereafter. And now I give to you Imam Shahid Shabazz again. Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Well, this time, my beloved people, listening audience, and the whole world, those who can't hear me and those who can hear me, I'm coming from the final revelations directly from the creator of the heavens and earth, the creator of all people. He's one. He said if there had been more than one creator, we would see confusion in the heavens and earth, like we see confusion in the life of most people because they have a free will. Well, the will that works and operates all creation is only the will of Allah. But since he gave us a little limited amount of freedom, freedom is not free to do whatever you choose to do, and the brother was alluding to that. We've been freed to do what is right. Almighty God Allah said he created us as nations in the Quran and tribes that we might get to know and love each other, not hate and despise each other. We're one human family, and we all, Allah said he created the nature of good in every human heart. So by our very nature, we are good. And, you know, you don't have to be in no particular religion to know that you were created for a good purpose. Everybody have different ways to go in this life, different roads to travel. But the roads that leads to Allah is all good. You can't mix bad and evil in the road on his straight path, because that, and the quickest way to your destination, even in this world, is a straight way. If you turn off, your destination is going to be longer. But if you keep straight, you'll get to your destination quicker. And also, just we're talking about a spiritual destination. You can only get there by being straight and truthful and honest with integrity, with self-respect for yourself and self-respect and love for all Allah created, because he created everything for the benefit of the human being when the human being is in their right state of being, which is spiritual beings, not just an animal body. So I wanted to read this here because it's very important for us to say we believe in a creator and the day of resurrection and judgment. Allah said in the Quran, O mankind, if you have a doubt about the resurrection, consider that I created you out of dust, then out of sperm, then out of a leech-like clot, then out of a chewed like morsel of flesh, partly formed and partly unformed, in order that I may manifest my power to you. And Allah say he calls whom he will to rest in the wombs of the woman for an appointed term. Then he say he bring you up as babies. Then he say he foster you that you may reach your age of full strength. And he say some of you are called to die, and some are sent back to an old age so that they know nothing after having known much. And further, thou seest the earth barren and lifeless. But when Allah sent down rain, it is stirred to life and destroys with all kinds of food and fruits and substance for us in our life. And he said he puts forth every kind of beautiful growth in pairs. He created everything in pairs so it can reproduce itself. And Allah said, this is me, Allah, the only reality. Allah said, I am the one who gives life to the dead. And Allah said, I am the one who have power over all things. Even though we see evil running rampant, don't ever think that Allah don't control and he can't stop evil anytime he wants to. All Allah has to do when he wants something done is say, kun fayakun, be, and it instantly happens. So Allah said, truly the hour of judgment is going to come, people. He said, there is no doubt about it, or about the fact that Allah will raise up, the Creator will raise up all people who are in the dead graves. Yet he said there is among people that dispute about Allah without even having knowledge of Allah, and without even having the guidance of Allah, and without a book of enlightenment. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. You are listening to the Friday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And as you can see, again, we have another wonderful discussion that is being brought to us by Imam Shahid Shabazz, which is life is a spiritual journey. A spiritual journey. Think about it for a minute. Through a world of illusion. And think about that word illusion, son. I tell you something. Very strong message today, too. We're not living in a physical life. That's not what life is all about, huh? Why? Because this world is not for real, and the physical is not real. So if the physical is not real and the world is not real, we are an illusion living in a world of illusions, really. Yes. We are a physical illusion, but we are spiritual persons, spiritual beings. We have a soul that our Creator placed in us, and that will be eternal. So I want to thank you very much for joining us this morning, and to let you know that you are, yes, listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, and that today we are in the discussion to remind you of the reality of the time we're in. Everybody's wondering, so much is happening now that has never happened before in history. And never in places has things happened, but they are happening now before in history. And people are wondering, many people are wondering what's going on and why. Because they don't know who they are and whose they are. And they don't face reality of the fact that none of this is real. And the purpose behind it, the reason behind it, is the Creator created it for a time and gave us a limited time on here for a reason and a purpose. And that's what we should be trying to find out, what our purpose is, and strive to please our Creator, to know why He put us here, and that this world is not like, you know, Jabbar said, it's going to be gone soon. It's not meant to be forever, this physical world that we're living in. And we must try to understand whose we are and who we are and what we must do while we are here, what our purpose is. And now I give you again, and I'm Shahid Shabbat. I was looking, usually we have guests from North Carolina coming on and a beautiful, beautiful speaker, but I forgot about that storm they had in their state. They had been a blizzard snowstorm where Imam Shahid Shabazz is today in North Carolina. I guess a lot of them are involved and caught up in the snowstorm. And they're so fascinated by it. So they're trying to take care of whatever business they need to take care of as a result. So we want to go on now with Imam Shahid Shabazz once again.
Assalamu alaikum. I just want to say this right here. I had a teacher, may Allah bless his soul to rest in peace until the day of resurrection and judgment, and grant him a special place in Jannah or paradise, his eternal kingdom, for teaching me. And that was Imam Wasifuddin Muhammad, the son of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. I say the man was honorable, both of them, because they was raised up out of slavery, and they brought us the true knowledge of who we were, not a nigger, not a coon, not any of these demeaning and degrading names that the slave masters in this country gave us, the so-called white slave masters. What he said is that life is a battlefield. This world, our life in this world is a battlefield. And if you don't fight, you don't live. And what he was talking about is this: the human soul is under attack by evil. And our Creator, say, in his clear book of Revelation in the Quran, he said, when a thought of evil, like the brother said, come to our mind or heart, he said, bring him to your heart and mind. Think about your Creator and his goodness. And he said, evil will flee from you. It will go away. And he said, evil says in the Quran that the evil Satan, or the one we call the devil, he say, lo, I fear Allah. In other words, what he's telling people going to try to blame him on the death judgment and say, the devil made me do this. No, he can't make you do anything. Why? Because he don't have the power to make you do anything. He's the instigator. All he can do is call you to the road. But the choice is ours as human beings to follow the evil whisper of the Satan, to follow the call of Allah, our Creator. And Allah said he calls us to an eternal home of peace. He said, who will answer his call? See, so evil knows Allah have all power. People, we need to learn that Allah, the Creator of the heavens and earth, have all power. And we need to know that he only put us here to test us with good and evil, to see who would be best in conduct. He said, on the day of judgment, he would judge us by our intention and our actions, conduct. So I wanted to get that in there. And Allah say every person's fate or destiny is in their own hands or in the choices they make. And Allah say, nothing from nothing leaves nothing. In other words, we have got to work and fight for our real spiritual life. It's not just going to, even not just going to give it to us. Our evil self and the evil Satan and his unseen jinn, evil spirits, they're not going to stop till we die trying to steal and kill our spiritual life, which is our real life as human beings. And then my final statements are, Allah saying in his final book of Revelations, the Quran, for all humankind, fighting, he say, in his cause of goodness and justice and truth, is he say, he prescribed this for people to fight against the evil in you. And he say, if you don't fight the evil in you, the evil in your own self will destroy you and deliver you into the hellfire. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum as-salam. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. We want to thank you for joining us this Sunday, our radio listening audience. And I want to remind those of you who have not tuned in the studio to give a comment or ask a question. If you have a question or a comment, push the number one button. The number one button on your phone. Your number will show up in the studio, and I will have you on the air to express yourself, too. And I was just thinking, as the email was talking, I was thinking again about this weather and that snow. It reminded me of a situation we were talking about illusions. You know, in Alaska, they used to have these glaciers and all for thousands of years. And not too long ago, the glaciers and all started to melt, which was a shock. There was nothing but snow everywhere. And the next thing you know, it will melt, and then they're all green, but they've never seen green before. And the water started so much, they were melting so fast that it created floods in cities and towns along the way. So we don't know, like they say, everything is illusion. So now, where they're used to seeing nothing but snow, they're seeing land, green land now, which is by seeing a new place, a new area. Also, I believe we have here another guest that has been with us for a few minutes now, and I will see if there's any comment that they would like to make. The number is 929-276-2445. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? I'm kind of hoarse here this morning. I apologize. The sinus has me, and I'm trying to deal with it. At least so far, I haven't had this coughing spell. I used to cough all the time. We have here a 929 number. Some people don't like to talk, but just want to listen. Usually, we don't get their number in the studio. As you can see, I'm getting hoarser. We don't get their number in the studio unless they push a number one on their phone. If they push the number one, the number shows up. But this number is lighting up in the studio. This is why I had called this person on. So I guess they don't have any comment for us right now. But we want to let you know that we're glad to hear you. And we pray that you're enjoying this discussion today, the spiritual wisdom and knowledge we bring to you from our hearts and souls as we seek the help and guidance of our Creator, that we will bring the message to you, that we will bring the message that He has for us to give to you. And this is what we strive to do. So thank you for joining us. Continue to listen, even if you might not want to make a comment. Okay? I'll go back now again and see if we have, let me see here, anything else at this time. Any comment from Jihad, my son, at this time? Is there anything else that you would like to say at this time? I swear,
no, I was doing something else. I'm just listening. That's it. I'm good. I don't have anything else to say. About to handle some business right now, but I just decided to join in. You sent me an invite, so I joined in.
Thank you
like
so much.
I'm just here to support.
We're always so glad to have you join with us. So just continue to listen. And we're just thankful that we did have you on today as a guest with us. Now we'll get back to Imam Shabazz. And we usually are along with guests from North Carolina, but you know they're having that blizzard there today. And I'm thinking this is why the people are all shut in and trying to take care of whatever business they need to take care of. It's a surprise to shock, you know, for them, especially in that area of North Carolina where Imam Shabazz live. In that area, they're not used to this much snow like this, especially snow blizzard. So we're thankful that he could even come on today. And we will hear from him again now.
Well, we thank you. We thank you for, you know, even being blessed by Allah to create the show. This show is very valuable. It's very informative and educational for those who listen and for those who are not listening, because all people are one human family, one human race. And Allah said he created Adam and Eve, the first man and woman. He said he created them. And he said he created Adam first, the man, and then he said he created the woman for man. And then he said he brought their hearts together with his love, his mercy, and they became one soul. So as you can see, all people's mother and father, they were one soul, one spirit from the one creator. So the only way we will stop the destruction that's inevitable, they're going to destroy most all the people on this planet real soon. You have to turn away from your evil ways. This world was not created for evil. Allah created this world for good. And only goodness, Allah says, shall prevail in the end. And we're in the end. And this snow, this blizzard we got down here, I said to myself, even if Allah, the creator, let me die in this blizzard, because, you know, we don't know when we're going to die, but Allah said the smartest person is the one that remembers death the most. And he said the wisest person is the one that is best ready or prepared for death at all times. You got a lot of people in all religions, and some people ain't in religion, so they believe in Almighty God and Allah. And but yet, they say they don't want to die. But how in the world can you believe in a creator who is in an eternal world in the hereafter, and you in this illusionary world, which is passing away, like the sister said, everything is just deteriorating. By its nature, it's got to pass away because it was created to pass away. It's absolutely created out of nothing. So when you say, if nothing is over there, that means if there's nothing there. And nothing from nothing leaves nothing, people. I'm trying to get you to understand a point. You can't get to heaven or hell by doing nothing. You get to hell by working in evil. You get to heaven by working in righteousness, the righteousness of your creator. So it's not like, you know, you can just talk. Allah say talk and faith is not enough. Allah say sincere and true faith is shown by the intentions in the heart of the human being and our righteous actions. And Allah says that the material things he's given us, wealth, we call wealth, and their families, he say these are only a test. He said the greatest reward and the only true reward and everlasting reward is with Allah in the next life and his eternity, which never ends. And he described in the Holy Quran all the beautiful the things that he's going to do for those who earn his heaven back, earn back home with him. And he said when we're going through afflictions, we're going through trials and tribulations, and he said he only purifying us of the evil of this world that we have collected. And he said he's purifying us so that we will qualify to get back into his heaven. He said only the pure in heart will see his presence, get back home with him. And he said we are to say through all our trials in this world, to Allah we belong, and to Allah is our return. He said these are the people he will guide. You got to prepare people for this spiritual journey. You know, there was a song, and briefly I mentioned this man said years ago in some of his lyrics, he said, time keep on slipping into the future. He said, I want to fly like an eagle to the sea, fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me into the future. Most people are preparing for a future here. They're getting homes, and Allah say a sign of the last days of this world would be when most people would be flourishing. Even in the projects now, where we used to that didn't see no cars, you see Lexus, Mercedes, all these expensive cars. And the devil, he know that the evil Satan, that material things are nothing but goods and channels of deception. He used the material world, Allah allows him to deceive us into believing the material things we see is real. And so, therefore, he have got most of the people in religion and most of the people that's not in religion to only be chasing a ghost, chasing things that are not real, that's not there. It's just like a person on crack, cocaine. They all say that the feeling they get when they first hit the crack, they want that feeling again, and they keep on smoking, that it hooks them. That was one of the Satan's best tools and weapons to keep the human being distracted from the inner life that's in them, in their spirit, the soul. That crack cocaine eats up the brain cells so rapidly that you ain't even got a brain no more. When you don't have a brain, people, you can't think. And when you can't think, evil have complete control over you, because Allah created us to be taqwa, God conscious. Conscious of him and his reality. And you cannot reason or think when you don't have a mind. So we're living in a world full of mindless people. And all praise is due to Allah, the God of Yenivava, and the cherisher and sustainer of all his creations. So people, in my conclusion of this talk show, I just want to say time is running out fast. Allah said we are only here for a fleeting moment. He said when he resurrect us for the judgment day, he said it's going to be to everybody, countless people there. It's going to be like this world and them, their body, as the sister said, never existed in this world, and his world was always there. And that is the way it is, because if you live your life and you live it like this, you'll be in this world. But don't be of this world's way of thinking. Allah said the root of all evil is the love of the material world and the things in it, including people. You're supposed to love Allah, the creator. And when you love Allah, you can't love Allah and you practice living an evil lifestyle. Allah says your actions the believer's intention, in other words, is better than our actions. So he said, if you intend to do good, and for whatever reason you can't do it, he will still reward you for a good deed. And he said, even if you intend to do something bad, and perchance you think about it, reflect that it's going to bring harm on you, and you don't do it, don't carry out that act, he will reward you as though you did a full good deed. That's how generous our Creator is to us. And he said when he decreed in my last statements, he ordained the heavens and the earth, he ordained that his mercy prevail over his wrath. But people don't take that for granted and think that you can go ahead on and you can take his mercy for granted and he live an evil life and think that his justice won't take the place of his mercy and you will be destroyed by your own hands, your own actions. Assalamu alaikum.
Malikum Islam, you're listening to the Sunday broadcast. I'm Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. morning. Thank you. Thank Allah for blessing us to be able to give you another beautiful broadcast this Sunday morning with the Imam Shahid Shabbat and the guests that we were blessed to have joined us this morning. As I speak about our discussion with today, life being a spiritual journey and this world an illusion, I think about the statement that we hear in most religions. And the statement is that we are travelers in this world. We're on a journey, traveling through, and we should carry a light load here. And they said, we're just visitors. Do not plan to be here forever, to stay in this world. And while we're here, we're on a mission. And the mission here is to purify our souls. We're being tested. Some call it the testing ground. We're being tested with choices of good and evil to decide where we will actually spend our eternal life. If we are sincere at heart, if we really believe in our Creator. So we want to thank our Creator for blessing us and giving us a chance to prove ourselves as being among the faithful ones. And I want to again say that, yes, you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, which is brought to you every Sunday, 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Invite others to join you as you join the show. And we thank Allah for blessing you us with our guests each Sunday. And for those who are listening in, if you decide that you want to say anything, push the number one button on your phone. Your number should show up in our studio, and we'll be glad to have you to join us. And now again, as I am getting hoarse, today I see my sinus bothering me. I'm not able to it's as though I'm trying to get laryngitis. So I'm going to give having Shahid Shabazz come back with the summation of today's discussion. Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you. In our conclusion of today's discussion, I want to go back to the topic itself. This world we're in, it's an illusion. There was a man that made a song, and when I was a teenager, called "I Can't Get No Satisfaction." And what he was talking about is this, people. If you try to get satisfaction in things that are not real, you will never get satisfaction. Almighty God, Allah say heart, that he made the heart of the human being only to be satisfied in what? Pleasing him. So people out there in California that got burnt up, like the sister said, a whole city they had made for just so-called white people, discrimination, racism ain't going nowhere. It is never going nowhere. The devil himself is a racist. He's the biggest racist. Why is that? Because his job is divide and conquer, divide the human race to think we're different from each other and we're better than one another, and conquer us with evil. And the only way he can conquer us is we're divided from the unity in the worship of our Creator. If we are united in the worship of our Creator, he said he will protect us from evil. He said, united we stand in his truth and justice, and divided we fall. You know, I'm going to give another analogy. You got a chain like on a bicycle, and it takes every one of the links in that chain to keep that bicycle going. If one link break off, that bicycle stop. You can't ride that bicycle no more. That's the same way it is with us as human beings. Allah said, if you save one person's help in the saving of one human soul, it's as if though you've saved the whole human race. Because Allah is not concerned, our Creator is not concerned with numbers. He's concerned with the pure in heart. Because when he put the Satan out of heaven, in the beginning of time, when you put the Satan down here on earth and Adam and Eve, our mother and father, the Satan say, ask it Allah. He had to ask, he would have been destroyed. He asked Allah, he say, oh Lord, please give me respite till you raise the human beings up from their dead grave. And Allah said, respite is granted to you until the day of resurrection and the death of the human being and the resurrection of their whole being. So, people, we are living in a world, and Allah say, and most people don't want to accept this, Muslims either, most of them either, Allah say, don't construct a home here in this world that he have already ordained or decreed, it's destruction. He said, rather strive for an eternal home and an eternal abode of peace with him and his eternity in the hereafter. So, you know, I don't know how much time we have left, but I hope the message got home to everyone that heard and everybody that came here, because the soul, the power of Allah, it goes out like a ripple when you or a pebble in the water, it ripples all across the pond. So when the truth is put out, it spreads, because the truth is not material. It time, it's not relative. And that means this is not a lost truth is not affected by time or material matter. His world is a world of eternity. And he don't need anything. But everything he created needs him in order to sustain it.
3 minutes.
And
you have 3 minutes.
Okay, in the 3 minutes, we will see if you have anything else to say, sister, and we'll close with prayer.
No, brother. I think Allah's blessed me to give the message that he had for me to give today. I'm just thankful for him blessing us to be here and for blessing you in that snow blizzard that you're having there. To be able to come on and give us this beautiful message and to have the guests that we had today. We are thankful every day. We're thankful for another Sunday to be able to come to you and bring this word of our Creator, Allah, the true word, and bring the message from him to you so that you too might have the knowledge and wisdom that you need to live a life that he would have you to live on earth. And now I give you, Ma'am Shaheed Shabazz, for us to end this program today.
Well, we will end the program as we started with prayer. The prayer will still be the opening chapter of the Holy Quran, the final revelations for all human beings to save their souls. It's not just for Muslims. The Quran is the final book of revelations. It has all the revelations Allah revealed to all his prophets and messengers to save humanity in a world of evil, predominantly evil. And it's Al-Fatiha again. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, all praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of all worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath and who go not astray. Ameen. And if you will, sister, give me, I'm going to call you after the program. I have something important I need to say to you.
Thank you, Ari. I listen to you. Next Sunday, 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and bring your guests. Have a guest to join too. Thank you. Stronger.
But something special about you, and that something told us the time had come, and you would be the one. humble and patient, strong and kind. When looking your eyes in one can see a message of love and harmony. Respect from the world community. So many leaders hold you